This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Yellowstone National Park visitor suffered significant burns to his foot and ankle when he broke through the thin crust over a restricted thermal area on a hike. The incident happened on Monday morning, July 28th, when a 17-year-old male was hiking near the Lone Star Geyser near Old Faithful. The teenager was on a hike in the thermal area when his foot broke through the thin crust and was burned by superheated water. Emergency medical staff responded and transported the patient to a hospital. This is the first reported thermal injury in Yellowstone in 2025. The last reported incident occurred in September of last year. Yellowstone National Park constantly reminds visitors and posts notices that boardwalks and trails protect visitors and delicate thermal formations. Water in hot springs can cause severe or fatal burns, and scalding water underlies most of the thin, breakable crust around hot springs. Visitors must always walk on boardwalks and designated trails, keep children close, and not let children run on boardwalks. Visitors must not touch thermal features or runoff. Swimming or soaking in Yellowstone's natural hot springs is prohibited. More than 20 people have died from burns suffered after they entered or fell into Yellowstone's hot springs. Pets are also prohibited in thermal areas, and visitors are prohibited from throwing objects into hot springs or other hydrothermal features. Visitors also are reminded that toxic gases may accumulate to dangerous levels in some hydrothermal areas, which can cause visitors to feel sick while exploring the geyser basins. If that happens, visitors must leave the area immediately. Montana is the latest state to introduce digital forms of identification on smartphones. The Montana Motor Vehicles Division is introducing the Montana Mobile ID Program, or digital driver's licenses, to allow people with Apple and Android cell phones to upload their driver's licenses or other state-issued IDs to their digital wallet applications for identity verification throughout Montana. Starting September 1st, Montanans can use their smartphones to show valid ID at participating businesses, state government services, and airports. Montana's digital license is optional and free to download for all licensed drivers. Other types of businesses that require ID also will accept the mobile IDs, including state liquor stores, car rental agencies, hotels, and bars. Participating establishments will have signage that says they accept mobile ID. Law enforcement officials will be able to access and verify identification information by using contactless code scanning technology without needing to hold or unlock a smartphone. While the mobile ID can be used at Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, checkpoints, currently only the Helena Regional Airport is the one Montana airport that currently accepts mobile ID and digital driver's licenses. The Montana Motor Vehicles Division encourages residents to continue to carry physical forms of ID as a backup to the mobile ID, since it'll take some time for businesses and all other Montana airports to come up to speed. The Mobile ID program was established under a law passed during the 2023 Montana legislature. Some advantages of using the digital option, as listed on the MVD website, include enhanced security and fraud prevention and selected disclosure of personal information. The Montana Motor Vehicle Division is also launching a tool for businesses so that they can accept mobile IDs in Montana. That tool is called the Montana Mobile ID Verifier app. The application can be downloaded to either an Android or an iPhone and allows businesses to verify the age of a mobile ID holder. The Montana Motor Vehicles Division has provided step-by-step instructions for uploading, accessing, and using the mobile ID on both Apple and Android phones at the MVD website at mvdmt.gov/mobile-id. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.